Salutations! My name is Lexi. I am in the 6th grade, and today I will be teaching you about the country of Ireland. Ireland is a country located in Europe, and it lies across the Irish Sea from the island of Great Britain. Ireland also has four provinces, Leinster, Munster, part of Ulster, and Connacht. The capital of Ireland, Dublin, is 46 square miles, and it is very rich in cultural achievements. Dublin serves as a political, economic, and cultural center and chief port of Ireland. At one point in time, the British controlled the Republic of Ireland. That is until the link with the United Kingdom ended when Ireland became an independent republic in 1949. However, Northern Ireland remains part of the United Kingdom. In the 19th century, Ireland had experienced one of its worst famines, known as the Irish Potato Famine. This famine resulted in the deaths of 1 million people. Potatoes were eaten much by the population. Without them, people went hungry. Some people relied on the potatoes for income. The cause of this famine is a late blight, a disease that destroys both the leaves and edible roots of potato plant. The disease is caused by a mold. The mold was brought by North America on accident in 1845. At the time, Great Britain ruled Ireland, and they did little to help solve the problem. Moving on, St. Patrick's Day is an Irish holiday celebrated with a feast. But have you ever thought about the history of St. Patrick's Day? St. Patrick was the name of someone who was kidnapped at the age of 16 and taken to Ireland as a slave. He later escaped and returned to Ireland to teach the Irish about Christianity. He ended up dying March 17th at the year 461. People see him as a legendary figure, and they say he threw out all the snakes of Ireland and used the shamrock as a symbol of Christianity. The presidents of Ireland hold an important role in the history of Ireland. For example, in 1997, Mary McAleese became the 8th president from Northern Ireland to hold that position. On the other hand, Mary Robinson became the first woman president, serving from 1990 to 1997. She was also an Irish lawyer, politician, and diplomat. Okay, that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope to see you next time. Goodbye!